Hey, this is Crystal Waters, and you're listening to Life Minute TV.
She's one of the most successful and influential dance music artists in history. Multi-platinum singer, songwriter, and producer Crystal Waters took over the dance music scene with her 91 signature smash, Gypsy Woman, She's Homeless. I want to love. In 94, she turned out another sensation, 100% Pure Love, which held strong on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for almost a year, making it one of the longest charting songs ever. Altogether, she boasts 12 number one Billboard dance chart hits and 11 top 10 songs. Her music's been sampled and covered by the likes of T.I., Mary Mary, Pitbull, Alicia Keys, G-Eazy, and so many more. Still going strong 30 years later, Crystal hosts a monthly radio podcast and a SiriusXM show. She's also still cranking out new music with two recent singles featuring Soul Central and Robin S. The house music legend stopped by the Life Minute Studios to tell us all about her latest tour and new music, including an upcoming album. This is a Life Minute with Crystal Waters.
Well, let's start with I do have a new song out. It's called To Be Love, which I did with David Anthony. But we have these two really fantastic remixes by house DJs, legends, Todd Terry and David Morales, which I was very happy to work with these guys again. You know, we kind of go back a long way. So I have that out. I'm also about to go on tour. I'm calling it the Radiance Tour. Cause I just, you know, after COVID, just to get back out there and just have some fun and spread some joy and all that kind of stuff around. I'm really excited to get out there and meet some new people, make some new friends, and just have a good time. The song is out. That song is out now. I do have another song coming out called Love One Another, which I did with Soul Central. But on this version, we have a featuring Robin S. Remember Robin S? She heard the song and she called me and said, Crystal, I gotta be on the song. So I said, come on, we're gonna do some remixes. And so she's gonna be on this next release. So I'm excited about that. Well, my family is a musical family. Let's go back to my great aunt was Ethel Waters. She was a very famous actress, singer in the 1940s. And then my father was a jazz musician. He played music from the age of 14. I have an uncle who was famous. He was in MSFB, The Sound of Philadelphia, which you might remember Touch Me in the Morning by Diana Ross or Love is the Message. And lots of my aunts and uncles sang, my brother sang, but I didn't get into it really until after I got out of college and I realized I wasn't gonna make as much money as I thought I was gonna make. And I got a background singing job. So I started doing that, and the light bulb kind of went off and I said, oh, this is what I want to do. So after that, I realized I had to write my own stuff. So I got with the keyboardist and we made this demo. And I snuck into a music conference and I met the Basement Boys. So the Basement Boys are the first producers I met that I did house music with, dance music with. And the first tracks they gave me to write to were, I wrote Gypsy Woman and Making Happy. And I think the rest, they say, is history. That's why I'm here right now. I went for physical therapy, got there and was like, no, hospital, no. So then I switched to computer science, and that's what led me to, I worked at the DC Parole Board. I worked in the computer room I issued warrants on the computer. You have to know back then the computers were very new. So I had like the only computer in the building, and I issued warrants and I calculated good time for jail release and exciting things like that. Yeah. I didn't sing. I was very shy. I think everybody else in my family, like, they were gifted. Like, my father could pick up any instrument and play. My brother could do the same thing. So I just, you know, no one thought it was going to be me that would end up, you know. No one even knew in my family that I sang until Gypsy Woman came out. So everybody was shocked. I didn't tell anybody. When I started, I was doing more of a Sade, more of an R&B. Jazz type thing, and I think it's when I met the Basement Boys, because at the time they didn't call it house music, it was just dance music, stuff they played in the clubs late night. And they were the ones who introduced me to house music. And I think once I put, you know, my lyrics and melodies to it, and it was just kind of like a marriage made in heaven. So that's where we are now. My creative process is the music inspires me. So I'll sit with the music for a while and see what it says to me. And I usually come up with the melody first. I like to get a good melody because I feel like you got a strong hook and the melody flows that, you know, you got something. And then I'll come back. I usually go away for it for a day or two because I like to hear it with fresh ears, because sometimes you get caught in a moment, you think it's so great. And the next day it's like, oh, that sucks. So I like it to pass the suck test. So when it doesn't suck, that's when I go in for the lyrics. I try to get the hook strong and the lead off first line, and then I'll just work on the lyrics, you know, day after day until I can get it right. Sometimes I come in with really light lyrics. Then I'll go back and try to make it more meaningful. And then usually I save the bridge of the song until I get to the studio, because I like it to be spontaneous, like just something that kind of flows through you. Because sometimes you get some really good ad-libs and stuff when you do it that way. I had no idea Gypsy Woman was going to be a hit and be so influential for 30 years. I did not see that coming. I thought that at the time, you know, the dance music was big in D.C. and the Baltimore area, so I thought it would do well in that area. But lo and behold, it did well around the world. I think I have to say this in hindsight. I got to be thankful for Gypsy Woman. Just thank God I wrote. If I never wrote that song, I don't know where I would be right now, you know? So I'm very thankful for writing Gypsy Woman. That's the highlight. I think Alicia Keys actually told me that, and she actually invited me on her tour, and I actually got to go on stage and sing Gypsy Woman with her. But she's homeless, oh, she's homeless. And it never crossed my mind, you know, that Alicia Keys was listening to my music and that influenced her in any way. So that was a great one. I think a dream collaboration, I was just thinking that I would, because I just wrote this song, and I was like, Lady Gaga would be perfect on this song. So somebody like that, I think I would like to work with. So I have an Iron House podcast. It's on iTunes once a month, and I'm on Sirius XM channel 141, Saturday, Sunday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's the house music, and it's focused on vocal house. I wanted a place for people to go and hear some really good house music. There's not too many outlets on the radio for you to hear. You really kind of got to go to the clubs to hear it. And if don't go into clubs anymore or don't have time, you can come to my station and listen to some really good house music. Oh, I'm very partial to my friends. So I love Todd Terry, Dave Morales. I love Harry Romero. I love Roger Sanchez. So there's a lot of folks that I still go and support. I'm in love with Drake. I mean, I love Beyonce for releasing Break My Soul. But yeah, I listen to a lot of everybody. I think music is a creative outlet, from writing it to singing it, just being out and dancing and, you know, raising your hands in the air. I think it's a great outlet that people, especially people when they get caught up in their day-to-day life, 9 to 5, music is an outlet, especially, you know, getting out into a club and just, you know, just expressing yourself physically and the way you dress. I think it's very important. A lot of people have kind of lost that as they get older, so I think it's important to keep that. When I first got to New York, the gay community was the first community. They took me in. They taught me just about everything I know, from makeup to emoting to expression. And when I first got here, it was, you know, I felt really out of place, and I was, like I said, I was very shy. So it was a community that always supported me from day one until this day. They still support me. So whatever I can do to give back, that's what I try to do. Gypsy Woman has been sampled, remixed all the time for the last 30 years. So it was very nice to see people starting to appreciate 100% again. So it's been very exciting. I want your love. A whole new generation knows it now. And it's really a song of the time. It's another song about love, 100% pure love. And I think everybody can use a little bit of that right now. Some positivity in the music is really good for right now. What do I like to do when I'm not worried? I mean, I love to travel. I think recently I just started traveling just to go places without working. So to relax and things like that. I do a lot of spiritual work. I do a lot of meditation and things like that. So I'm a good person to take a class or a seminar. Usually I spend a lot of time doing that. Cardio is very important. I do cardio. I do it on a treadmill and all that, but I also try to get outside and be in nature a lot just to get that fresh air and just walk amongst the trees. It's really very helpful. I do have a whole facial regimen that I do that I'm very happy with. I actually started a cosmetic line. I was going to start it for women, but I realized a lot of my fan base were male. And I travel with two dancers, so I was testing out all my products on my dancers. And I said, well, why don't I make a line for men? So I created Boy Face for Men, which right now our main product is an under eye serum, which reduces puffiness in your eyes and firms your eyes, which the guys seem to really like. So yeah. What else is next? Well, I'm working on an album. I hope to have it finished by the summer. The first single should be out by the summer. So I'm really excited. This is my first album in a long time. And so I wanted to do like one more great album. I feel like I got a couple more things I'd like to say. So we're working on the album. And I'm very excited. It's coming along really well. Oh, my show was a lot of fun. I have my dancers with me. It's a lot of participation. We just really have a good time. I mean, people love singing the songs, and it's a lot of crowd participation. But my intention is always for everyone out there to have a good time when they come to my show. Be kind. I always say that because doing unto others is so important that you get back what you give, and it's very obvious.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.